app, and just like that, it was there instantly. No stress, just quick, safe, and reliable transfers across Africa.
Send money across 33 African countries in real time with Ecobank Rapid Transfer. Ecobank, a better way to send money across Africa.
The Landlord and Tenants Association of Zambia calls for regulation of house rent. Opposition Democratic Party concerned over decision to retable CCTV bill in Parliament. And thousands march in DR Congo capital in support of US sanctions against Kabila. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. The Landlord and Tenants Association of Zambia has expressed concern with the overpricing of houses in urban areas such as Lusaka and the Copperbelt province. The concerns come amid growing complaints from tenants who accuse some landlords of charging excessively high rentals for properties that are not up to standard. Speaking in an interview of RCV News in Lusaka, Association Secretary Jeff Lukonde said it is unfair for landlords to overprice houses simply because they are located in urban setups despite lacking basic standards. Just because a house is located in an urban area does not mean it should be overpriced, especially when it is not up to the standard, said Mr. Lukonde. Mr. Lukonde has since called for the regulation of house rentals in Lusaka and the Copperbelt to address these growing concerns. He further proposed the introduction of a statutory instrument, SI, to regulate rental charges, noting that the current Rent Act is not sufficient to protect tenants. Mr. Lukonde has also urged landlords to ensure that any increase in rent is matched with property improvements, observing that many fail to carry out necessary renovations.
According to the law, the Rent Act, the only people who can actually price a house is actually the court. Now it's just that here in Zambia we don't really follow the law for like that. So now you find that regulations, I feel like they need to be implemented in the sense that places like Chilenge, they're overcharging prices. You find that the house is not that, it's not in good condition, but you find that they will tell you that no, because it's in Chilenge, you need to pay maybe 5,500. But when you look at the condition of the house, it's not up to 5,000. So I feel like an SI should be introduced to the rent. Aside of us having the Rent Act, we should have an SI.
Police in Lusaka have formally charged and arrested opposition Economic Freedom Fighters EFF leader Kasonde Mwenda, aged 42, of Lusaka, for the offence of transmitting unsolicited deceptive electronic communications, contrary to Section 19 of the Cyber Crimes Act No. 4 of 2025. Zambia Police Service Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilawi said the suspect is alleged to have, on May 1st, 2026, produced and circulated a deceptive video on his Facebook page, Kasonde Mwenda C. The video falsely depicted a presidential motorcade as having lost its way on the route to an event in Chinsali district of Mchunga province, said Mr. Chilawi in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He said that Mr. Mwenda remains in police custody and is expected to appear in court soon.
Contrary to Section 19 of the Cyber Crimes Act, Number 4 of 2025. It is alleged that on May 1, 2026, Mr. Mwenda produced and transmitted a deceptive video on his Facebook page, Kasonde Mwenda, depicting a presidential motorcade as having lost its way en route to an event in Chinsali district, a claim which is not true. The suspect remains in custody and is expected to appear in court soon.
Opposition Democratic Party President Akim Njovu has expressed concern over the decision to retable the closed circuit television CCTV Public Protection Bill in Parliament, where it has already passed its second reading. In 2026, the Parliamentary Select Committee recommended that the bill be sent back for revision, citing the absence of clear safeguards on the collection, use, transmission and disposal of CCTV footage. The committee warned that in its current form, the proposed law could be open to abuse. However, speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Njovu said it is worried that the bill has been brought back to Parliament without adequately addressing the concerns that led to its initial referral for revision. Mr. Njovu further raised concern over what he described as a potential intrusion into citizens' private spaces. This bill not only infringes on people's human rights, but also suggests a level of insecurity on the part of government, said Mr. Njovu. He has since called on government to reconsider the bill and limit the installation of CCTV cameras to public spaces where they are most appropriate.
A bit intrusive and it takes away our freedom. It's like we were losing everything after the Cyber Act, I think, which has the curtailed our free checks and balances that citizens provide to the government. Now they go into the CCTV. I believe we are losing everything that we have as citizens. So it's better that they reconsider that and just block it. So I think it's not necessary. The privacy is required. I think that's a very important thing in our lives.
The Zander Institute of Chartered Accountants, ZICA, has raised concerns about the fiscal implications of the tax measures following Cabinet's decision to zero rate value added tax VAT and suspend excise duty on petrol and diesel imports for 3 months. ZICA President Yande Mwenya says in the 2026 national budget, the removal of the fuel subsidies had created room for increased spending on social programs such as the free education, social cash transfer and the drought response initiatives. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka today, Ms. Mwenya cautioned that the suspension of fuel-related taxes, although framed as a temporal emergency measure, could effectively mirror the financial impact of subsidies by diverting government revenue to stabilize fuel prices. She says this could strain public finances and threaten Zambia's ongoing fiscal consolidation efforts. Ms. Mwenya says the 2026 budget has already allocated significant resources to key sectors, including 7.6 billion kwacha for social cash transfers, 26.2 billion kwacha for health, and 33 billion kwacha for education. Any revenue shortfall could jeopardize these critical programs, said Ms. Mwenya. She has since urged government to clearly outline how it plans to address the anticipated revenue gap without undermining social spending priorities or the country's debt sustainability agenda.
Suspension of fuel-related taxes, although presented as a temporary measure, risks reinforcing the fiscal pressures associated with fuel subsidies. In practical terms, the distinction between a tax suspension and the subsidy is minimal, as both effectively redirect government revenue towards stabilizing fuel prices. While recognizing the exceptional circumstances facing the country, ZICA emphasizes the need to safeguard Zambia's hard-earned fiscal consolidation gains.
In Africa News, thousands of pro-government supporters took to the streets of the Congolese capital Kinshasa on Monday in support of United States sanctions against Joseph Kabila. Washington blacklisted the former president last week, accusing him of supporting the Rwanda-backed M23 rebels and its political military arm, the Congo River Alliance, involved in the conflict in the east of the country. The Treasury Department claimed that, among other things, Kabila had provided with them financial and technological support with the intent to destabilize the Kinshasa government. Violent conflict in the region has resulted in the deaths of thousands of civilians and a mass displacement crisis. Coming up shortly, explosion at China fireworks factory kills 26 people. This and more. Stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act. Met Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest.